We saw a little bit of a rebound in risk sentiment on Thursday, with the market perhaps feeling good about stronger U.S. data, a faster vaccine rollout timeline in the U.S., and news of an even higher price tag on U.S. stimulus. There was some worry around the impact of a ship stuck in the Suez Canal on the price of oil, though this didn't really materialize, perhaps, on the news of alternative measures taken to reroute traffic. Of course, things haven't been as upbeat outside of the U.S. this week, particularly in Europe, where virus cases are back on the rise and the vaccine rollout has stumbled. It will be important to keep an eye on these developments, as this is a story that carries bigger risk to the global sentiment picture. We'll also be watching closely to see if we hear from the bond market again on this Friday, something that has been behind a lot of the downside pressure in stocks and bid in the U.S. dollar in recent weeks, as the bond market bets that rates will rise faster than what the Fed has been projecting. Friday's calendar features UK retail sales, German IFO reads, U.S. personal income, personal spending, core PCE, Michigan sentiment, and some scattered central bank speak. That's all for now.